弟兄姐妹朋友们平安。
Peace be with you, brothers and sisters.
感恩节快乐。
Happy Thanksgiving.
那我们在这里也是感谢主，今年在这个感恩节，我们中间又有五位弟兄姐妹接受耶稣基督的恩典，受洗归入上帝子民的大家庭，这是可喜可贺的事情。
During this Thanksgiving, five more brothers and sisters accepted the grace of Jesus Christ. They were baptized and joined the big family of God's children. Congratulations.
那刚才咱们的领会也提到了，就是我们大家在聚在一起享受感恩节的大餐，还有庆祝新人蒙恩受洗归主的时候，也求上帝纪念远在加州刚刚遭受森林野火灾害，丧失了亲人以及房屋财产而流离失所的人们。
So as what the presider just mentioned, while we were enjoying the Thanksgiving dinner, and congratulate the new people who were baptized into the Lord, we also pray to God.To remember those people in California who suffered from the disaster of forest wildfire, who lost their family members, their houses, property, and who lost their home.
他们许多人现在都在室外的大大小小各样的帐篷里边在居住，是罗马的广场。
Staying temporary tents.
那根据加州林业部的统计数据，从今年一月份到目前为止，整个加州发生大大小小的森林火灾，大家想象不出来能有多少起。
So can you imagine how many wildfires there were? According to the statistical data of California forestsFrom January to now, altogether, how many happened?
7,579 场.
7,579.
而其中最为严重的就是刚刚发生的，从11月8号凌晨开始，南北加州两处的森林火灾。
So the most serious ones happened on November 8th in North and South California.
尤其是位于北加州省城萨克门托东北方向大概85英里的一个小镇，大家想象不出来这个小镇的名字叫什么，叫天堂镇。
So the most serious one is in a small town called Paradise. It's about 85 miles in the northeast.Sacramento in California.
这是旧金山，这是 Sacramento， 这就是那个天堂小镇。那根据2010年美国人口普查的报告，这个天堂小镇呢，占地面积大约18万平方英里。
As of the 2010 U.S. Census.Paradise covers an area of 180,000 square miles.
大约26,200多人口。
The town population is about 262,000.
大家听听下边这几个数据，其中包含有11,893个家庭，大约12,981套住房。
So the population is about 26,000 and including 11,893 families and 12,981 houses.
而此次野火燃烧的面积超过了15万平方英里，也就是61,000公顷，超过了95%他们的面积。
So wildfire has burned more than 150,000square miles, which is about 61,000 hectares and destroyed about 95% of the area.
13503套，那当时10年统计是12981套，这段时间有所增加，所以彻底摧毁的是13503套，破损的是465套住房。
The fire completely destroyed more than 13,500 houses and damaged 465 houses.
那摧毁的公寓有275套公寓。
275 apartments.
那摧毁的商用建筑有600多套。
So more than 600 commercial buildings were also destroyed.
这是川普总统和他们的市长在了解灾情。
President Trump and the mayor, they visited the site.
我们看一下，这是原来它有一个 plaza， 一个商业区。经过火灾之后呢
？So two photos compare the same site, commercial plaza.
这是一个住宅区。
Residential area.
Mobile home. 火灾之后呢？所有的房子
for the houses were destroyed.
全都平了，夷为平地。
Come on.
这些住宅的家庭。这是在旧金山。
San Francisco.
10月份的时候是这样。
October.
大火之后。
The other side was after the fire.
这是湾区大桥 Bay Bridge. 原来是这样，大火之后呢？所以整个的天堂镇，截至本月22号为止，死亡84人。仍然有将近900人失踪，也就是下落不明。
By November 22nd, the death toll reaches 84, almost 900 still unaccounted for.
整个天堂镇据报道，这次火灾是加州历史上发生的最致命、最具破坏性的野火，也是。从1918年100年来，从未发生在全美国最致命的一次火灾。
So this wildfire is the deadliest and most destructive one in the history of California, and also the deadliest fire since 1918 in the United States.
那在这感恩的季节，我们除了为那些丧失了房屋财产而住在临时帐篷中的人们所祈祷。
So during this Thanksgiving season, we pray for those people who lost their houses, their family, property, and who are still living in a temporary tent.
其实在这里更为揪心的是什么呢？就是那些因着突然发生意外灾害而丧失生命的人，他们中间有没有还没有接受耶稣基督的救恩，就突然的离开了这个世界？
But what we are more concerned about is those people who lost their lives because of the unexpected catastrophe. Is there anyone among them who had not received the salvation of Jesus Christ and suddenly left the world?
那生活在地球上，生活在这个世界上被称为天堂的镇上的人，生命和财产却没有保障。
Living in this town, the so-called paradise town, but their life and property was not guaranteed.
那他们离开这个世上的生命能否进入上帝在天上为属于他的人所预备的真正的永恒的天堂呢？
The life that left the world, we wonder whether they can enter the eternal heaven or paradise that God prepared for people who belong to him.
那今天我们就盼着盼望借着以弗所说二章一到七节的经文，从在基督里出死入生这个主题中，我们来寻找一些答案。
So we hope to seek the answer, through the scriptures in Ephesians, chapter 1, verses 10, and the topic is crossed over from death to life in Christ.
那今天是在中文堂以弗所书系列讲章的第七讲。
So the sermon today is the seventh, of the series, Ephesians series.
前面六讲都是以第一章的经文为基本，围绕着一个中心开展，这个中心就是在基督里。
So the first, six sermons, are about the scriptures in chapter one, and they are all, around the same theme.
宇宙万物的创造者上帝，照着他自己在基督里为我们所有被造的立定的一个美好的旨意。
And this theme is in Christ. God created the universe, and according to his good will in Christ first, who were created by him.
就是要让我们知道，他要在时机成熟的时候完成一个伟大的计划。
He wants us to understand, to know that he is going to accomplish a great plan when time is ready.
那这个伟大的计划呢，就是让天上地上一切所有被造的都在基督里同归于一。
And a great plan is that all the creatures in the air or on the earth to be united in Christ.
同归于一的概念是什么？
What's the concept of being united?
还记得旧约圣经以赛亚书十一章还有五十二章中两节经文，两段经文所描述的场景。
Do you still remember the two things described in Isaiah chapter 11?
我们来看看以赛亚书十一章六到七节，豺狼和绵羊将和平相处，豹子跟小羊一起躺卧，小牛和幼狮一起吃奶，小孩子能够看管他们，母牛和母熊一起吃喝，小牛和小熊一起躺卧，狮子要像牛一样吃草。
So it says the wolf will live with the lamb, the leopard will lie down with the goat, the calf and the lion and the yearling together, and the little child will lead them. The cow will feed with the bear, the young will lie down together, and the lion will eat straw like the ox.
在座的青少年孩子们，你们谁家养有宠物啊？狗狗呀，猫猫啊，小鸟啊，有没有养的？
So the youth and children here, I want to ask you, who has pet dog, cat?
我相信爸妈给很多很多孩子有预备。
So some of you have.
你们愿不愿意，将来有一天你们牵着那些温顺的狮子、大熊、金钱豹，还有那小狼崽出去遛弯啊？
Are you willing to? Okay, let me translate it. Are you willing to walk a gentle and lovely lion, bear, leopard, or pup in your community?
愿不愿意？
Instead of walking a dog, but you walk a lion, a lovely, a mild, a gentle lion.
牵着一个狮子，牵着一个狼崽在那遛弯啊。上帝在圣经中已经答应我们了，只要我们接受洗礼成为属于上帝的人，将来总有一天这些都会实现的。
God has promises in the Bible. As long as we are willing to be baptized and become God's children, someday all this will be realized.
那今天我们就将从两个方面来展开系列讲章第七讲，主题是在基督里出死入生的上半部分。
Now we are going to talk about, the topic today. It's the first half of the, series of Ephesians. The seventh sermon is about crossover, from death to life in Christ.
那我们首先从一到三节的经文所提示给我们来思想，我们因着自己的罪恶而死。
So from scriptures verses 1 to 3, we die because of our sins.
我们先来看以弗所说二章第一节，你们死在过犯罪恶之中，他叫你们活过来。
As for you, you were dead your transgressions and sins.
经文一开始就提出了一个非常率直的、很具挑战的一个事实。
The scripture frankly shows a very challenging fact.
在开始读这些经文，我在思想这个讲章的时候，我读起来当时就觉得这个翻译，当时翻译和合本经文的那一帮老外呢，他们可能学的是要么是河南的，要么是山东的国语。
So when I just read the scriptures, and I thought about how they translate, the foreigners who translate this Chinese Union version, maybe what they learned the Chinese is like Henan accent or Shandong accent.
因为河南山东话非常直爽，你们是在国犯的罪恶之中。
Don't know how to translate this. You die in the transgression.
或许他们呢就自己感觉到这句经文翻译的太过直率，那他呢就像后边第五节的经文的意思说，叫你们活过来，叫你们活过来，加到这里了。
So they felt the translation so direct, then so they moved one part of verse 5 to this first verse. Make you alive.
从英文中我们看能看到没有叫你们活过来这一句。
So in the original English version, there is no such a verse, made you alive.
所以我们看另外一个版本，现代中文译本和 Today's English version, 因为他讲从前你们因犯罪违抗上帝的命令，你们在灵性上是死了，这很像京腔的味道。
So another version, the modern Chinese version, in the past you were spiritually dead because of your disobedience and sins.
经文一开始就提到了死。
So the scripture mentioned about death at the very beginning.
这是现如今我们人类最忌讳的字眼。
So this is a taboo word for a human being.
但是大家请注意，经文中描写的死亡绝对不是我们这个世界给予我们的这个概念。
But please pay attention here. The death in described in the Bible is not the same concept that this world gives us.
这个世界说是人死如灯灭，是不存在了，不再有活动的迹象，甚至可以说是这个人灭绝了等等。
So what the world says is that a man dies the way a lamp goes out, or the man doesn't exist, there's no symptom of activity, or even becomes extinct.
在圣经中不是这个意思，圣经中描写的死亡呢，就是人被隔离的一个状态。
So that's what actually what the Bible means. In the Bible, the description about death is the status of man being separated.
所以经文这里讲犯罪是犯的什么罪啊，弟兄姐妹们
？So sins here in the scripture, what does it mean? What kind of sin?
那我们来认识一下这个犯罪的罪字。
So let's learn about this word.、Sin.
那它的本意呢，就是偏离了上帝或人的正直的那个标准。
So the original meaning means to miss or wander from the path of uprightness.
他讲的是一种辖制人的权利，一种迷惑人并导致毁灭的一种能力。
Power to control man or the ability to entice and destroy man.
那其实这个罪字呢是来源于另外一个罪字。
So sin also originated from another word.
那另外这个罪字呢就是没有重目标。
So it meant to miss the mark.
就是偏离上帝的道路，违背上帝的律法。
Wander from God's path or to wander from the path or law of God, violate God's law.
所以以弗所书二章一节在此提醒我们，就是因着人类的始祖亚当违背了上帝的旨意，吃了上帝不允许吃的果子之后所带来的结果。
So this verse, the first verse reminds us, because the first ancestor of human being, Adam, disobeyed God's will and ate the fruit, that God didn't, allow or forbidden them to eat. So the result is,
就是在灵性上与上帝断绝了关系。
So they were disconnected from God spiritually.
那结果是什么呢？就是受魔鬼撒旦的蒙骗，在灵性上与魔鬼撒旦建立了同流合污的那个关系。
So then what's the result? So they were treated by, Satan, evil spirit, Satan, and they, established a relationship with the evil spirit or Satan.
使得我们原本不会死亡的身体包括灵性与魔鬼撒旦捆绑在了一起，踏向了走向死亡的不归之路。
So the original body, would not die, but now that soul were bound with, Satan, and set on the path toward death, and there is no return.
而无奈的是，亚当夏娃将违背上帝旨意，与上帝的关系断绝，而走向死亡的生命结局，这些呢，全部的都遗传给了我们所有的人类，这就是我们身上的。我们称之叫什么呀，弟兄姐妹？叫原罪。
So helplessly, Adam and Eve, they violated or disobeyed God's will, and then they were disconnected from God, and then stepped on the path to death. So all this passed on to us, human beings, and this is called original sin.
我们来看一段经文。对这个意思呢，有非常好的一个解释。罗马书一章十二节还有十四节，你看这两个罪，前面我们讲的这两个266和264两个罪，罪从一个人进入世界，因着罪死接踵而来，于是死亡临到了全人类，因为人人都犯罪，人人都犯罪是第二264这个，就是那个原罪。然而从亚当到摩西死亡支配的人类，甚至不像亚当犯了不服从上帝的罪的人，也不免一死，解释得非常清楚。
In Romans it says, sin came into the world through one man, and his sin brought death with it. As a result, death has spread to the whole human race, because everyone has sinned. But from the time of Adam to the time of Moses,Death ruled over all human beings, even over those who did not sin, in the same way that Adam did when he disobeyed God's command.
那原罪在我们身上最典型的表现是什么呢？就是发自我们里边的本能的一种悖逆、抗拒、不顺服的心。
So the typical behavior shows in us from the original sin.Is rebel, resist, or disobey God.
那广义的表现就是对上帝的创造和我们的被造这个事实否认、否定。
In broad sense, is negation of God's creation and also the fact that we were created.
那狭义的表现呢，就是总想依靠我们自己的能力去搞定一切。
And in narrow sense, it means that we always want to accomplish everything by our own efforts.
也就是说，我们来到这个世上的时候，本身就带着不顺服而且悖逆的那个天性来到这个世界。
So in another word, when we come to this world, we are disobedient, rebellious by nature.
从我们的下意识被那些禁止的事情是带着那种天生的欲望。
And we have desire to do things that are forbidden by God.
所以我想请问在座的青少年孩子们，在你们成长的过程中，是不是或长或短，或者呢严重或者轻度的，总要经历那么一段 叫什么期，家长就特别忌讳这个期，叫叛逆期。
Now I have another question for you, youth and children. And during your growing process, do you have that period, you know, either long or short, of a rebellious phase?
你们有没有在家就像这个女孩子一样来命令你 daddy？
Do you act that girl in the picture? You order your dad to do things.
或者儿子跟爸爸妈妈那种抗拒的心，那种抗拒的表现。
The sons or daughter would
其实这些呢，其实是后天学来的，孩子们，也不是所谓的那种心理的一个什么过渡期。
So if you behave like this, actually you did not learn it after you were born, or it's not so-called physiological transition phase.
这些就是被撒旦放在亚当的心中对上帝悖逆的原罪遗传给我们人类的一种本能的表现。
So this is actually the original typical symptom of what Satan has put into Adam's heart, and the original sin passed on to us.
不单单是这些，我们看接下来的经文列出了更多发自我们里边那种本能的那种悖逆、那种抗拒、那种不顺服的心，都在我们的生命中流露出来。
Also, in the following scriptures, at least more things in our life out of our rebellious, resistant, or disobedient hearts.
我们看以弗所书二章二到三节，那是你们在其中行事为人，随从今世的风俗，顺服空中掌权者的首领，就是现今在悖逆之子心中运行的邪灵。我们从前也都在他们中间。放纵肉体的私欲，随肉体和心中所喜好的去行，本为可怒之子，和别人一样。
Ephesians chapter 2 verse 2, in which you used to live when you followed the ways of this world and of the ruler of the kingdom of the air, the spirit who is now at work in those who are disobedient. All of us who lived among them at one time gratifying the cravings of our sinful nature.And following desires and thoughts like the rest, we were by nature objects of wrath.
第二节经文开始，这用了一个那时，还有呢，第一节经文里面用了个以前、从前，这指的是什么时候
？So in the scripture it mentions then or at the very beginning in the past. So what does it mean? What's the time?
以弗所书是写给什么人的，弟兄姐妹们
？To whom
Ephesians
was written?
哎，是写给初代教会时期的众信徒的。
The book Ephesians was written to believers of early church.
所以那时或者是从前，很显然是指我们所有的信徒蒙恩得救之前那段时间与基督无关的，被称为是灵性死亡的那个状态。
So I'm talk about that then in the In the past, so it obviously means the time before believers were saved, the spiritual death without a relation with Christ.
那我们从这第二、第三节经文中数一数，这里边列出了多少与基督无关的灵性死亡状态中的光景啊？
So let's count in Scripture verse 2 and 3.How many things is mentioned here that in the state of spiritual death and without relationship with Christ?
最少可以数出来四项。那我们来看，首先是从第二节经文开始部分所列出的。我们这是另外一个版本，可能更能够比较直白的去讲。
The list of four things.
首先就是第二节开始部分，随从今世的风俗，也就是这个世界的邪风恶俗。
First one, follow the ways of this world.
那第二呢，就是从第二节下半部分，顺从空中的掌权者，也就是顺从天界邪灵的管辖。
Second one, obey the ruler of the spiritual powers in space.
那第三种呢，就是第三节开始放纵肉体的情欲，也就是放纵本性的那个欲望。
Third one is gratifying the cravings of our sinful nature.
那第四个呢，就是三章后边部分，追逐私欲意念的满足，随着肉体和心中所好的去行。
And the fourth one, following our sinful nature desires and thoughts.
其实我想在这里强调的就是，经文在这里所列出来的，其实呢都是包括这个社会中一切与基督无关的、远离上帝的那些见解呀、想法呀、观点呀等等等等，都包含在内。
So I want to emphasize again, the scripture, what the scripture lists here also include, what's in this society, everything that's unrelated to Christ, things that are away from God's point of view and perspective.
那这些显示的就是从这个世界所延伸出的人类的伦理道德标准与社会价值的那个体系。
So including the ethical standards of human beings and the social value system.
就是在我们的生命生活中自然流露出来。
So what shows naturally in our life and life?
你比如就拿这个放纵肉体的情欲，从这点来讲，本性的欲望这点来讲。
So take example of gratifying the craves of our sinful nature.
无论是我们成人还是这些青少年，我们里边的那种自私、那种嫉妒、那种生气、那种骄傲。是那种苦毒、那种狂野，还有一些野心等等等等，这些性情，当我们发泄出来的时候呢，对我们人来讲，其实是有一种心快感的。
So no matter adults here or the youth here, we all have selfish, jealous, anger, pride, bitterness, rage, or even ambition in us. So if we let off all this,This will generate pleasure feeling for us.
因为我们想生气的、想发怒的时候，那个憋的那个劲，哇，发泄出来以后好爽啊！
You might feel released if you let off all those emotions.
所以我们不能不发泄。
So we have to do that.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为在这些人类的本性欲望的背后，是什么在掌控啊？
So who is in control behind all this sinful nature?
是那空中天界掌权的邪灵在控制，使得我们身不由己，并且呢，习以为常而不知道羞耻。
So actually, it's the evil spirit in the air that's in control. So we cannot help ourselves, and we are used to it, and we are not ashamed of it.
所以，包括经文这里面所列出来的。随从啊，顺从啊，放纵啊，追逐啊，等等这些，都是我们身不由己而为之，已经成为了我们的天性了。
So all the terms here, follow, gratify, etc., and that all shows that we cannot control ourselves and becomes part of our human nature.
那我们这里边的身不由己的天性。也就是在第三节经文里边怎么讲呢？讲他说是本为可怒之子。可怒是谁的怒啊？谁的怒？
So in the third verse it says the objects of wrath. So whose objects?
是我们这里边的那个欲望自私的本性惹怒了造我们的上帝。所以我们称为可怒之子。
So they refer to God's rage, because of our sinful nature.
但是这个怒子放在人身上呢，很可能显现出来的就是大发雷霆， 甚至浑身发抖，凶相毕露的表现。
So if human beings, if we are angry, maybe what shows us is that you can be furious or trembling or have fierce look on your face.
但是用在上帝身上呢，这个所谓的怒所反映的是上帝对邪恶的反应。
So the wrath reflects about God. What does that mean? It means the reaction of God to evil spirits.
那就是上帝对邪恶的最后的审判。所以我找了一段经文，注定了要受上帝的惩罚，就是可怒之子的意思。
So wrath here actually means the last judgment of God to evil.
所以我们可以想象一下，弟兄姐妹们，沦落到一个最终必遭上帝审判的罪恶的光景，那怎么办呢？
So brothers and sisters, we all sinned, and we will be judged by God in the end. So what can we do? What should we do?
所以这就是接下来的经文，以弗所说二章四到七节所展示给我们的，我们因着上帝的怜悯而活。前面的是我们因着自己的罪恶而死。
So we talk about we die because of our sins, and that the second half we'll talk about we live because of God's mercy.
我们看以弗所说二章四到五节，然而上帝既有丰富的怜悯。因他爱我们的大爱，当我们死在过犯中的时候，便叫我们与基督一同活过来。你们得救本乎恩。
Ephesians chapter 2 verse 4. But because of his great love for us, God who is rich in mercy made us alive with Christ, even when we were dead in transgression. It is by grace you have been saved.
所以我想请问青少年孩子们，当你们借着所谓的那个生理的叛逆期，对生意养你的父母呲牙咧嘴，处处与他们作对的时候，父母有没有抛弃你们？
So the third question today for you youth. So when you are experiencing the physiological rebellious phase, when you showed your gnashing teeth to your parentsand do everything against your parents.
父母有没有把你们赶出家门，让你们流浪街头自谋生活？
Did your parents abandon you or kick you out of the house and let you wander on the streets for your own life?
有没有孩子们？
Did they do this?
父母为什么没有赶你们？
Why didn't your parents kick you out of the house?
就是今天经文所展示给我们的，虽然我们人类凭着我们里边本能的悖逆、抗拒、不顺服的心去面对创造我们的上帝。
So that's exactly what the scripture today shows us. Although we are rebellious or disobedient to God,
上帝却没有抛弃我们。
And we encountered God who created us in this rebellious way.But God didn't abandon us.
我们看另外一个版本的翻译，以弗所书二章四到五节，但充满慈悲的上帝深爱我们，在我们的灵因为悖逆上帝而死的时候，使我们和基督一同活过来。你们就是这样靠着上帝的恩惠而得救的。
So this is another version.
这第五节经文其实就是对第一节经文前面的回应。
So the fifth verses is the reaction to the first verse.
也就是我们被创造之初原本不会死亡的身体灵魂，已经与魔鬼撒旦捆绑在一起，踏上了走向死亡的不归之路的光景中。
When human being was created at the very beginning, their body would not die.But then later their soul was like bonded with Satan and then stepped on the path toward death and without return.
上帝因着他那充满慈悲的怜悯， 因着他对我们的浩大无比的大爱，更因着他呢单方面的对我们的恩宠恩惠和恩典，并不是因为我们做了什么。
God has mercy and great love not to us but not because what we did。
我们那么一个败坏抗拒不顺服悖逆的光景，上帝竟然是我们靠着耶稣在基督里出死入生而进入永恒的生命。
We are so disobedient, rebellious, but because of Jesus Christ, God allows us to enter the eternal life and help us cross over from death to life.
而且不单救我们出死入生，我们再看第六节经文，他又叫我们与基督耶稣一同复活，一同坐在天上。
Not only cross over from death to Christ, God raised us up with Christ and seated us with Him.
上帝让我们与耶稣基督一同坐在天上，那是什么样的境界呀？
So God seated us with Him in the heavenly realms in Christ Jesus.
我们看吕振中译本第六节，上帝使我们和基督一同活起来，一同坐在天界中，在耶稣基督里一起坐在天界。
Translation.
我们相信耶稣基督的人接受洗礼，表明我们与耶稣基督同死同埋葬同复活。
We accepted Jesus Christ and we are baptized. It testifies that we have been buried with Him through baptism into death, so that as Christ was raised from death.
同死同埋葬同复活，这就是昨天在礼拜五晚上，好像我感觉到这五位受洗的弟兄姐妹们，尤其是那两位弟兄，在之前跟我分享说，他说牧师啊，好紧张啊。我说是激动还是紧张？他们说都有。然后呢，进到池子里边，我就感觉他们有在发抖，然后那个激动，与耶稣同死同埋葬，然后同复活，以至于最后他们上来做见证的时候，那整个一下午，以前我跟师母说，他们可能这里边都是一种那种兴奋，一种懵哎，上台来做见证的，不拿见证稿，这儿又记不住。
So think about it. So Pastor just reflect on what happened on Friday. So five brothers and sisters, they were baptized. They were so excited and also nervous, especially the two brothers. So they were trembling in water. And Pastor discussed it with Pastor's wife, and then they felt they were both.
所以今天的经文告诉我们，我们接受洗礼不单是与耶稣基督同死同埋同复活，而且更是在基督耶稣里边与他一同在天界里边占有一定的席位啊！这是多么大的恩典恩宠和恩惠啊！
So we are baptized, we died with Jesus Christ, buried and also were raised in Jesus Christ. In addition to that, we are also seated with Him in the heavenly realm. What a grace and favor.
其实大家知道吗，以弗所书二章开始这段经文描写我们灵性的死亡是遭受着三重实力辖制之下的光景。
So the spiritual death described in this verse is actually described about situation that we are suffered from the control of three kinds of power.
这三种呢势力，一个呢是天界魔鬼撒旦的邪灵。
One is the evil spirit in heavenly realm.
第二个呢是魔鬼撒旦的邪灵所掌管的这个现实的世界。
Second is the real world controlled by evil spirit.
第三个呢就是魔鬼撒旦放在我们里边的那个肉体 也就是我们背逆上帝的那个天性。
The third is the human nature against God that Satan put in our body.
所以魔鬼撒旦现实的世界和我们肉体的天性，这三种实力。
Satan, the real world, and the human nature against God.
那在我们受洗归入基督之后，虽然摆脱了三重邪恶的这种实力的辖制，获得了与耶稣基督一同在天界里边占有一席位置。
So after we were baptized into Christ, we got rid of the control of the three power, and God seated us with Christ.
但是请问，魔鬼撒旦在天上的邪恶势力和由魔鬼撒旦邪灵所掌管的这个现实的世界，是不是依然还存在着呢
？So I want to ask you, evil spirit, out of Satan, and also the world that the evil spirit still control, does it still exist?
而且我们里面的邪灵长时间控制操作，已经变得习以为常的人的本性的那些欲望，会不会习惯性的禁不住诱惑而依然的往外宣泄呀？会不会？
We have been controlled by evil spirit for a long time, and we are used to it. This kind of human nature, and we cannot resist the temptations, and will still let off all those evil emotions.
会的。
Yes.
那种引诱，那种欲望，那个习以为常的那种宣泄，所以第七节经文在提醒我们，上帝在基督耶稣里拯救我们的目的是什么
？So verse 7 reminds us the purpose of God's salvation.
我们看以弗所书二章七节，要将他极丰富的恩典，就是他在基督耶稣里向我们所施的恩慈，显明给后来的世代看。
In order that in the coming ages he might show the incomparable riches of his grace expressed in his kindness in Christ Jesus.
我们再看现代中文译本，他这样做是要向世世代代表明他极大的恩典，就是他从基督耶稣里向我们显示出来的慈爱。
That's the modern Chinese version.
也是 today's English version.那从这些经文中，我们明白了上帝救恩的目的和目标吗？明白了吗？弟兄姊妹们。
Do you understand the purpose and the goal of God's salvation?
这个目的，这个目标是什么？显示给后来世世代代人看什么呀？弟兄姊妹们。
So to show what in the coming age?
这里有一个圣经神学的道理，我不知道敢不敢提示给大家，我一直在犹豫。我是担心大家接受不了。
There is a biblical theological theory, and I was hesitant whether I should talk about this.
注意啊，弟兄姐妹们，上帝救恩的目的是为了给世人看，上帝那极丰富的恩典。其实救恩的目的是什么呢？就是为了彰显上帝的荣耀。
So I wonder whether you accepted this theory. The purpose of God's salvation is to show the world God's rich grace, and the purpose is for the manifestation of God's glory.
这个圣经神学的观点其实是与我们历史历代以来人所想的是恰恰相反的。
So the biblical theological viewpoint is actually opposite from what we have been thinking for generations.
我们太习惯于从自我满足作为出发点了。救恩呢是给我的嘛，给我们人的，是我们人所需要的嘛，因为我们太想得到什么了。
So we are so used to self-satisfaction. The salvation is for us, is to meet our need. We really want to have it.
我们太想得到物质上、精神上的关心了。
We really want to receive material and spiritual caring.
所以受洗接受救恩是为了得好处。
So baptism or accepting salvation is to get benefits.
当我们受洗成为信徒之后，要么呢是不祷告，或者是很少祷告，要么祷告的时候呢，就是给上帝布置了一大堆我们力不从心，但是我们确确实实想实现的各种各样的愿望的那些任务给上帝。
So after we became Christian believers, sometimes we did not pray or seldom pray. Or if we pray, we give God a task to complete a lot of things that we could not complete, but we really want to realize.
我们回顾一下创世纪中上帝创造天地万物和人类之后，看一切都是怎么样，弟兄姐妹们。
So let's reflect in Genesis. After God created the world, the nature, how did God see the world?
创世纪一章三十一节，上帝看一切所造的都甚好。
Then God saw everything that He had made, and indeed, it was very good.
而魔鬼撒旦引诱欺骗怂恿夏娃亚当的结果是什么呢？他就是破坏了上帝创造的美好啊。
So Satan enticed or cheated Eve and Adam, and what's the result out of that? They damaged the goodness of God's creation.
而是借着我们人来减损，亏缺了上帝的荣耀，亏缺了上帝的尊荣和伟大。
So through us human beings, we fall short of God's glory, honor and greatness.
所以请问，在人类被你上帝污染、堕落而犯罪所充当的是什么角色呀，弟兄姐妹们？
So when we human beings rebel against God,fell and sinned, what kind of role we played?
其实就是我们现在经常看的那个电视剧电影里边的我们呢在神学层面的那个叛徒。
Actually, we can use a term like a traitor from theological perspective.
叛徒的下场是什么？最终和敌人一同灭亡。
What's the fate?
从纵观历史历代以来，我们人类这一众神学层面的给上帝丢尽脸面的叛徒们。
So from history, traitors lost God's face.
在上帝无条件的施怜悯、赐恩典、召我们回归的时候，我们居然还找各种各样的借口、各种各样的条件，而不愿意顺服、不愿意认罪、不愿意悔改，脱离那黑暗的罪恶。走向光明，回归那个人类永恒的那个人生的。哇，这些人大有人在呢。
And we try to find all kinds of excuses. When God showed His mercy, His unconditional love, and called us to return to Him with grace, so those people are still disobedient, reject to acknowledge or like confess their sins.And turn away from darkness and from dark things and brightness, embrace brightness and eternity.
或许从这个层面能够帮助我们对耶稣基督在世的时候所警醒我们关于天国之门的认识和理解。这是我们看这段经文。马太福音七章三十四节，你们要进窄门，因为引到灭亡那门是宽的，路是大的，进去的人也少；引到永生那门是窄的，路是小的，找着的人也少。
So this verse helps us understand, Lord Jesus reminded us of the gate to heaven, in Matthew 7, chapter 7, verse 17.Enter through the narrow gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the road that leads to destruction, and many enter through it. But small is the gate and narrow the road that leads to life, and only a few find it.
感谢主，在我预备这个讲章的时候，居然找到两幅很有些年代的关于宽窄之门的福音宣传画。
Thank God, when I prepare the sermons, I found two evangelical posters about the narrow and wide gates.
德国的平板画家在1867年做的这一幅，你看这是个窄门，从这里走走走，走向的是天堂。这是个大宽门，大宽道，走的人那么多，最后是灭亡之路。
It's a comparison of the bronze.
当时创作的时候是黑白的，后来呢，又被着色以后又出版了。
It was black and white when he made it at the very beginning. Then they put color in it.
然后居然在1930年代，中国宗教协会改编了这个，做成中文的，又重新又画出来，叫《宽窄路图》。
The 1930s, the Chinese Religion Association, edited and created this one.
我把这个局部放出来，你看他这写的是永生门，这写的那是万恶通衢，此处得长生，入斯定灭亡，定永亡。
So the narrow gate to eternal life.And the wide one to perish.
在基督里出死入生。
Cross over from death to life in Christ.
我们因着自己的罪恶而死，我们因着上帝的怜悯而活。
We die because of our sins. We live because of God's mercy.
盼望记得今天的主题在基督里出死入生的上半部分，是我们对由以弗所书2:1-3和1-7、4-7的经文分别警示我们，在这些真理，我们对它有更加的认识，帮助我们对天国之门那个窄门和宽门的惊叹的认识和理解。
So help us, help the scriptures today help us learn more about the truth and also our understanding about the.Broad and narrow gate to heaven.
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray together.
恩主，感谢你赐给我们宝贵的话语。
Dear Lord, thank you so much for your words to us.
在这感恩的季节，我们献上感恩感谢。
During the Thanksgiving seasons, we express our thankfulness.
我们更求主您借着主您的话语，让我们明白我们生命的意义。
Please help us understand the meaning of our life.
让我们明白主您借着耶稣基督给我们带来了救恩的意义。
Help us understand the significance of salvation through Jesus Christ.
愿一切荣耀归给主您。
May all the glory to you.
愿我们的生命为主您所用。
May our life be used by you.
愿主您的圣灵保守我们一生。
May you protect us for our whole life.
这样的感恩感谢祈求祷告是奉靠主耶稣基督的名求。
We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.